Vanderbilt and Riverfront Trail, Tending the Gardens. We invite you to tour and explore the garden on your own. And as you look, listen as we share its special story. A garden of such beauty doesn't happen by chance, and it doesn't prosper alone. This is how caring hands came together to restore life to the once weary Vanderbilt Gardens. In 1940, the family of Frederick Vanderbilt donated his estate to the National Park Service. With the expense of World War II, government funds and manpower needed to maintain the elaborate gardens were unavailable. These once carefully tended beds became overgrown. The structures and pathways fell into disrepair. What was once a living legacy bearing witness to Hyde Park and American history was in danger of disappearing altogether.
The Garden Association was formed in 1984 following an idea that some local women had about restoring the gardens, and the Park Service decided to give it a try and see what happened.
Margie Delafield is the current president of the Frederick W. Vanderbilt Garden Association. She recalls the partnership that was formed with the National Park Service to restore these gardens to their original magnificence, and credits her predecessor, Marion Asher, with the vision and drive to begin the process.
There was no organization. There were just three people. Those three people talked about how nice it would be if there was a garden inside the walls. And so we met on a very cold February evening with a horticulturist with our idea, and managed to persuade him that he should help us to begin this. And that's how it began. This was 1984, and by the end of the summer, we were no longer three people. We were eight or nine people. And by the time the next spring arrived, when we first planted some plants, there were 32 of us. So it just grew, and that was really when it became an organization.
With much of the major structural restoration complete, the spring of 1985 welcomed the first planting of the annual beds since 1938. The following year saw the replanting of perennials. Roses soon followed. And ever since, the gardens have flourished as they did under the care of Vanderbilt's gardeners, Marion Asher.
We had to prove ourselves. We really had to prove ourselves. And I always felt that maybe no one really thought it would happen or that we would succeed, but it just kept going along year after year. First the annuals, then the perennials, then the roses, then the pool, and it just sort of happened.
While the elaborate greenhouse and palm house complexes are no longer in existence, their inventory survived and became the basis for a more accurate restoration of the garden. Margie Delafield explains.
Because we're a volunteer organization managing a public garden, an important public garden at a national park, we want to make sure that the decisions we make are driven by research and that they're accurate and that what we're creating is an historically accurate heirloom garden. This new research is going to eventually mean that the visitor is going to have an experience similar to what they would have had in the 1930s when the Vanderbilts were still using the house in Hyde Park. But every time that we can bring back things that were actually in the garden, it's just really exciting.
And because garden work knows all seasons, approximately 150 volunteers still meet each week to plant, weed, trim, mow grass, and work on fundraising projects. Volunteers like Anita Whalen.
I have been with the garden about 8 years now. Number of hours, I think this past year I had the 1,000-hour plaque. My name was added to the 1,000-hour plaque.
And founding member Marion Asher.
I'm a founding member of the organization and probably 4,000 or maybe 5,000. I don't really know how many hours. Quite a few.
There's Don Bernard, a new volunteer.
I was not a gardener, but I am now. And I engage in a lot of conversations with the visitors, and they're very amazed at the amount of work that's done by the people who do it. When they find out, it's all great volunteers.
Or Joanne Wheat, who's been volunteering since 1990.
I think gardeners, when they find a project, they will just stay with it. We're tenacious. We're nurturers. We all band together against all odds or something. That's how the association has lived for 25 years.
And through their work in the Vanderbilt Garden, the association has blossomed as well into a model for the beauty of the volunteer spirit.